You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Hope you had an excellent weekend. I had a good one, too. This is all rather nice, isn't it? Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And we're celebrating today the 13th of February. They're cool. So let's take a look, see who got has had birthdays on this day. In the world of music, we've got Tennessee Ernie Ford. We played him the other week with it was the theme to Davy Crockett and 16 Tons of What Do You Get. Peter Gabriel, and of course from Genesis, his birthday today, as well as Robbie Williams. Doesn't get much better, does it? Now, somebody, let's take a look, somebody who, in actual fact, on today's date, had his birthday. He was an inventor. His name was Alfred Carlton Gilbert, and he was born in 1844 on the 13th of February. Now, what is it he invented, you might well ask? He was an inventor. He was also an athlete and a toy maker, best known as the inventor of the Erector set. Less said about that one, the better.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
'Cause he gets up in the morning. And he goes to work at 9. And he comes back home at 5:30. Gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality. It never fails. And he's all so good. And he's all so fine. And he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town. Discussing for a trade, and she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And she's all so good.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That's Coldplay. They're looking at what you should be looking at this time of the morning. Clocks. That's what it's called. Just simply called Clocks. Before that one, a well-respected man, and that was from the Kinks. Right, let's see. I tell you, we were looking, weren't we? A gentleman whose birthday was today, the toy maker Alfred Carlton Gilbert, born on this day, 1884. And Rosita went off and she said, I had to go and check this out. The Erector set. That's what it is. And she came back, and she's come back with a picture of it. And I tell you what it is. It's before the days of Lego. It's the kind of thing that I had when we were a kid. Natural fact, I did have one. But it's in the UK, we did. It wasn't called the Erector. It was called Meccano. I don't know if many people over there listening in the UK can remember Meccano. But yeah, that was great. You had all these little metal rods and they had holes all along and you literally had nuts and bolts. It was like a little engineering set. And, that was great. Great fun. So there you are. The American version of the Meccano over in the UK, or probably the other way around. Right, let's see. What have I got for you next music wise? I tell you, I've got Queen.
Every day, I try and I try and I try.
There we go, yes. Freddie Mercury looking to find somebody to love. Queen, of course, and the time, by the way, I'm a bit sort of slow. We're just coming up, we're about 10 seconds away from 16 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So you know what we've got to do now. We've got to do this. Don't be too late this morning, do we? Yes, getting you scrubbed up and clean and in the right frame of mind and smelling nice wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. In the shower this morning, water's okay, good. Heavy D and the boys. Now that we found, now that we found love. There we go. In the show this morning, Heavy D and the boys. I've made plenty of room. Right, that's it. Time on the breakfast show. Get you out after the shower on your way to wherever it is you're going today. Just take it easy. It is a nice day. Beautiful Panama summer's day. Really lovely. Sun's up there. Oh, can't get much better than that. Right, I tell you what, we are going to do join the course in the morning. Let me tell you what we got lined up for you. It's Monday, so what do we do on Mondays? Well, Monday's music day, so yes, we'll be playing plenty of great music. Send us in your requests if you want. You can do that on WhatsApp on 677-188-22-677-188-22. You can get us that way. Or you can always give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Time on the Breakfast Show right now is 21 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. We've got our usual bits and pieces, by the way. Of course, let me just remind you, perhaps you're a new listener. At 7.30, we're taking a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Also, some business news as well from the world out there. Might want to turn off then. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, we'll take a look at some of the stories here in Panama in the local news.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. Shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes it all.
Show with Jerry D.
And that is the Cooks there, spelled K-O-O-K-S, and Swing Low, bringing us to exactly the bottom of the hour. It is 7:30 here on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De las CIAs?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Yes, indeed. There, you want your car sorted out, that's the place to go. Valley Motors over there in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're going to take a look right now at some of the things here this morning, and the international news and some business highlights as well. Russia said on Monday that its troops had pushed forward a few kilometres along the front lines in Ukraine, while Kyiv said its forces had repelled Russian attacks in several areas. As the first anniversary of the Russian invasion neared, much of the fighting was taking place around the eastern city of Bakhmut, still in Ukrainian hands, amid a month-long battle. The Ukrainian military on Monday reported heavy Russian shelling all along the front line and said 16 settlements had been bombarded near Bakhmut. The United States has told its citizens to leave Russia immediately due to the war in Ukraine and the risk of arbitrary arrest or harassment by Russian law enforcement agencies. U.S. citizens residing or traveling in Russia should depart immediately, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow said, exercised increased caution due to the risk of wrongful detentions. United States military fighter jets on Sunday shot down an octagonal object over Lake Huron, the Pentagon said. The latest incident now since a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon put North American security forces on high alert. It was the fourth flying object to be shot down over North America by a U.S. missile in a little more than a week. China's foreign ministry said it had no information on the latest three flying objects shot down by the United States. And China on Monday said the U.S. high-altitude balloons had flown over its airspace without permission more than 10 times since the beginning of 2022, widening a diplomatic row over the U.S. military shooting down what it says was a Chinese spy balloon. Well, since last year, the U.S.'s high-altitude balloons have undergone more than 10 illegal flights into Chinese space without the approval of the relevant Chinese departments, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said at a regular briefing in Beijing in response to a question. And the U.S. Air Force General overseeing North American airspace said on Sunday after a series of shoot-downs of unidentified objects that he would not rule out aliens or any other explanation yet, deferring to U.S. intelligence experts. Rescuers in Turkey pulled out several people alive from collapsed buildings on Monday and were digging to reach a grandmother, mother and daughter from a single family, a week after the country's worst earthquake in modern history. With hopes of finding many more, survivors in the rubble, that's fading now. The combined official death toll in Turkey and neighbouring Syria from last Monday's 7.8 magnitude quake rose to nearly 36,000 and looking to keep increasing. A Russian scheme to grant loan payment holidays to troops fighting in Ukraine and for banks to write off the entire debt if they are killed or maimed has added now to growing pressure for the remaining overseas lenders in Russia to leave. Almost a year since Moscow launched what it calls a special military operation in Ukraine, a handful of European banks, including Austria's Raiffeisen Bank International and Italy's UniCredit, are still making money in Russia. Global shares steadied while the dollar rose on Monday ahead of U.S. inflation data that could define the outlook for global interest rates, while news that the U.S. Air Force had shot down another airborne object created some geopolitical uncertainty. Equities rallied over the first weeks of 2023, buoyed by enthusiasm over the prospect of a peak in inflation and rates, as well as evidence of ongoing U.S. growth that has suggested the economy could be in for a soft landing. But that optimism ran into a brick wall the week before last when the Federal Reserve reiterated its message that the war on inflation is not over. And after the January jobs report depicted a red-hot labour market. The MSCI All World Index, which gained almost 10% in the first 5 weeks of the year, fell by nearly 1.5% last week. It was last flat on the day at 646.59 points. European countries' bid to shield households and companies from soaring energy costs has climbed to nearly 800 billion euros, researchers said on Monday, urging countries to be more targeted in their spending to tackle the energy crisis. The dollar edged forward a five-week high versus major peers on Monday as the Japanese yen slid and investors increased bets on the Federal Reserve keeping monetary policy tight for longer. The dollar rose 0.7% to 132.48 yen as traders reassessed their expectations of the policy stance of the likely new Japanese central bank governor, who is due to be officially announced on Tuesday. Oil prices slumped by 1% on Monday as investors focused on short-term demand concerns. This is ahead of key U.S. inflation data. Brent crude futures fell $1.14 or 1.3% to $85.25 a barrel. That was by 10:05 GMT after a 2.2% gain on Friday. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude was down $1.11 or 1.3% at $78.61 after 2.1% gain in the previous session. And that's it. There we go. Looking at some of the items in the international news and also in the world of business. Back to the music with Alicia Bridges. I love the nightlife.
I want to go where the people dance. I want some.
Oh, there she goes. Yes, Alicia Bridges there, dancing away off into the future. I love the nightlife. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are just coming to, 18 and a half minutes after the hour base clock. Got a few requests to get through. I'm going to start digging through those in just a moment. But for now, well, guess what? Somebody's knocking. And that comes from Terry Gibbs.
Somebody's knocking. Should I let him in? Lord, it's the devil. Would you look at him? I've heard about him, but I never dreamed he'd have blue eyes and blue jeans. Well, somebody's talking. He's whispering to me. Your place and my place. Well, which will it be? I'm getting weaker and he's coming on strong. But I don't wanna go wrong. He must have tapped my telephone line. He must have known I'm spending my time alone. He says we'll have.
Terry Gibbs and Somebody's Knocking. Oh! Talk about somebody knocking. Who's this? Who's
this? Good morning, Mr. Jerry. Hi, good morning. Good morning to the radio station here and there. Best wishes. Today is Monday. I wish you guys all the best. Hope everyone are well and blessed. May God bless you, Mr. Mr. Jerry D, hi, good morning to you, and Miss Jasmine, good morning. This is Valley. Mr. Jerry, today is my birthday, and I'm gonna request a song from my own self. I'm gonna request a song. If you could play this song for me, I would appreciate it. From Dolly Parton, The Old Country Road. I appreciate it a lot. I love that song when I'm growing up, and my dad always tell me, please remember where you're coming from. No matter how you reach in life, what you get, what you receive, remember where you're coming from. So I'm asking you, please, if you could play this song for me. I love it so much. God bless you, Mr. Jerry, and you have a wonderful day.
With a pretty girl on your arm, you spun around. And-
see, the thing is, Valerie, I had a choice of a couple there. Country Road, Dolly Parton. It's that one. And this one. So at least I should get one of them right. Happy birthday, Valerie. Be back with you in a moment.
Happy birthday to you, Miss Valerie. I wish you the best today and every day. So, pass it, enjoying your day. Please, Miss Jerry, could you put a music from Sammy Sanders Sandoval for her, please? Anyone, please, she love it.
Yeah, that's it. That's for Valerie as well this morning. That's Sammy and Sandra Sandoval and Buena Muchacha. I hope you're having fun, Valerie. I think this must be the Valerie Powell show this morning, I think.
Good morning, Jerry D. My name is Antonio Cervinio. How are you? I need to send a message for Barley Powell. Your friend Barley Powell his birthday today. That birthday today, and I want to send a message to him. And if you can put a song, When I Believe. When I Believe, or Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. Thanks a lot.
There we go. That's Mariah Carey there together with Whitney Houston and When You Believe. And that's it. Happy birthday, Valerie. Hope you're going to have an absolute... Well, you are having an absolutely wonderful day so far. Right, boys and girls. And that has... that has brought us up towards the top of the hour here on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia, que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. How about Carbleonda on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it, just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. You really care, and we'll say.
the thing that I planned for a very long time.
Always forever love.
Me with you, you with me, we have won. Love together.
Always forever love.
For a very long time.
That lovely heat wave and always and forever. Right now, I tell you, we've got a couple of happy birthday wishes for Valerie. That comes from our listeners. That comes from Renee and also from Mary Lou this morning, wishing Valerie a very happy birthday. From all of us here, from myself and Yasmin, of course, as well, and Neil and the lot. Those are one of my most avid listeners. And lovely when they all phone in, isn't it? Wish her a happy birthday. Right, let's take that trip and go and see how Renee and Rick spent their weekend there in Athens in Greece. This is good Monday to you. Hope everybody has had a great weekend. Saw a bunch of sheep in our neighbourhood. Wow. There's no end to the excitement over there, is there really? It's really quite something. And that's not the end of it either. And I pruned our climbing rose bush as well. I love it, Renee. You're keeping us well informed, aren't you? I love it. Our everyday story from Greek folk. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. It doesn't surprise me, this one. It comes from Seal. It's called Kiss from a Rose. You're lucky you didn't get a prick from a rose, aren't you? I know what they can be like.
That when it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light, and the light that you shine can't be seen.
There's so much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can't be seen?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's Monday the 13th and the Super Bowl is over. What an exciting game. Halftime, I wasn't sure that the Chiefs were going to pull it off, but they won by 3 points. Oh my gosh, 3 points. Can you believe it? I can't. It was my father told me, I said, Dad, which team are you rooting for? And he said, the Chiefs. That's because I think he lived in Kansas for a while. I said, Dorothy, we're not in Kansas anymore. Oh, what a great little Super Bowl. So, this is the week for, I almost said Halloween, Valentine's Day. But before we get to Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow, what's going on with this wind? We've been without electricity since, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning. The Australian got the generator up and running. But, geez, Louise, this wind is incredible. It broke one of my... the thing in the backyard, I got a tent. Of course it broke it. Everything that was where it was is not where it was when I left it last night. So where it was, it's not was there now. It's amazing that the wind can just whip around. And it's just, it goes to a dead stop. And then it starts up again. It's like a freight train just running through. I can't imagine having a wind turbine right now. Probably would have spun the propellers right off and taken it away. I know they have them over in Pononome. They have this huge field of wind turbines, and I imagine they were spinning like mad if the wind's anything like it is here. I've not seen the wind last this long in February. What's going on, eh, guys? And rain. I'm so ready for it to kind of chill out just a little bit, please. You know, I'd like it that my plants don't get blown off of their, you know, swinging baskets. And yes, you can hear the little tinkle bell of my little puppy dog. She's saying, I got a toy, and it's a Tinkerbell, and I'm going to play with it, especially while you're talking to Jerry and Yaz on the telephone. There you go. Go get it. Fetch. No, don't fetch the kitty. All right, you guys, hey, don't forget tomorrow's Sweetheart Day. Be good to the one you love, and love the one you got, okay? And everything's good with me here, and back to you in the studio.
Down.
There's a good one following on there from Ingrid and all her windy problems. That is the Association and Windy. By the way, you're listening to The Breakfast Show, 89.3, Cool FM, 27 minutes right now after the hour of 8 o'clock. That is Regina Spektor and On the Radio, which is really quite apt because if you didn't know, today is World Radio Day. It is indeed. All right, following a request from the Spanish Radio Academy on the 20th of September back in 2010, Spain proposed that the UNESCO Executive Board include an agenda item on the proclamation of World Radio Day. UNESCO's Executive Board adds the agenda item in its provisional agenda for the proclamation of a World Radio Day, and that was made on the 29th of September 2011. They carried out a wide consultation with diverse stakeholders such as broadcasting associations, UN agencies, funds and programs, relevant NGOs, foundations, and the list goes on. They decided that it is today, World Radio Day. How about that then? And I tell you what, got a little bit of a message here. It comes from UNESCO, Danilo Perez.
My name is Danilo Perez, pianist composer from Panama, and we are here celebrating World Radio Day. Do not miss it. Radio is a powerful tool to change life. For me, the only way that I got access to a lot of jazz in Panama was through radio, actually. There were people who had a lot of recordings, but you couldn't go everywhere and get a jazz record. But radio really provided that vehicle for me. Radio not only showed me about the music, but also showed me about the endless opportunity that human being has to connect with each other. I used to listen to Vladimir Horowitz, and then go from that to Papo Luca, a salsa, and then from that go to Louis Armstrong in the same station. And from that to tango, to Brazilian music, to pop. When you hear somebody's voice, you're also hearing some melodies. You not only become a listener, but you also become active. Because in jazz, I feel that it's about not harmonizing notes, but harmonizing souls. I want to make it accessible for more people. I know the power of radio. When radio is used to change the thoughts that are going into somebody's mind, especially if you do educational programs, if you talk about great music, if you talk about great art, radio is a powerful tool to be the outspoken teacher that sometimes we don't have in a school. Radio taught me that we're all united in the world.
And there we go. That is Donna Summer on the radio. And this is Jerry D on the radio. We're on 89.3. Cool FM, smoothest place near Radio Dial. 21 minutes, that's before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. He wishes us a happy World Radio Day today. And got in touch with us early this morning. Sorry, we're sort of... We've been bogged down this morning. Good morning, Jerry Gansman, and all your faithful listeners. Have a lovely Valentine's week. Now, that's from Ashley this morning. Asked if we could play a song by Josh Turner called just simply Your Man.
Turn the lights down low and put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
There we go. That's it. Your Man. And that comes from Mr. Josh Turner. Well, we're going to go over now to Mexico. That's where Rowena and Phil are at the moment having a holiday. They're going to be over here in Panama in the not too distant future. So that's all going to be rather nice. And they just drops a line, says, good morning, Jerry, our pilot of the airwaves. Please play that song by Charlie Daw for you on Radio Day, and have a great week.
Pilot of the airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Oh, isn't that nice? Thank you very much. There we go. That's lovely. That's from Rowena and Phil, your pilot of the airways. Sometimes goes into a bit of a dive, but he's always here. Blondie. Look out of the window. Probably the tide is high. Let me see. It is fairly high at the moment. Keep an eye on the time. We're 13 minutes before 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, I do have it again for you at 9.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Take a load off Fanny.
afraid to hide. When I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side, and I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Ooh-hoo.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny.
And you put the load right on,
Go down, Moses. There's nothing that you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke is waiting on judgment day. Hey Luke, my friend, what about a young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, I want to stay and keep her Anna Lee company. Yeah.
Take a load off, Annie. Take a load for free. Take a load off.
He said, I will fix your rat. You can take old Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester. You know, I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy. Won't you feed him whenever you can? Come on.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off. Sinking low, and I do believe that it's time to get back to Miss Betty. You know she's the only one. She sent me here with a regard for everyone.
The band, and that was The Last Waltz, or The Wait, as you might like to call it. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. I tell you what, we've still got to come. We're going to be popping over after the news, a little bit after that, and we'll be checking in, of course, with Yasmin, see how her weekend was spent. Only because we're nosy, really. and what she's got planned for the week. And also, we'll see what we can find with regards to Born on This Day in Music. Piece of music takes us to the top of the hour. It's A Kiss on the List. Comes from Hall & Oates.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
Absolutely, boys and girls. Nice to be with you this morning. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're 9 minutes or just a few seconds away from 9 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock for an 89.3 cool event. We'll be checking in soon with Yasmin. Find out how her weekend went and how many movies she's going to see this week. That'd be one of the things we could ask, wouldn't it? And we're going to be looking at a few people who've got birthdays on this day. We've got some good ones for you this morning. Well, we always do, but we got three of them today. How about that? As for right now, though, still going, aren't they? Yes, the Rolling Stones. Miss you. I tell you what, does anybody want to hear what happened over my weekend? Do you want to know how I got on?
I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, okay.
Anymore. It's a shame I've got to live without you anymore.
There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me
to return to the classics.
Because I had to play, I'm in the toes of button rock to do it. come and rock me up my face. Nimm nur 80 und es war irgendwie nur Plastic Money. Denn die Modebanken gegen ihn, woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock, mir aber
Amadeus from Falco. I tell you what we're going to do is take one more piece of music. This one comes from the Beatles. And then we're going to check in with Yasmin, see how things are going. And also, we got three pieces of music for you, born on this day.
Get through my hands of time.
there we go, the Beatles, and You Won't See Me. Right, it is that time of the morning, and I know what she's going to say first thing. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
There we go. Yes, there we go. We need that. We certainly need it on a Monday, don't we?
Oh, yes. Happy Monday. Every day.
Every day is a happy day. Well, what else can we say? I tell you what, beginning of next week is going to be happy beginning of next week.
Mm-hmm.
Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to be free, not because of Carnival.
Yes, that's what, well, your name comes to mention it. Yeah, because you know, a lot of people go out of town, don't they, for Carnival, which is because it's one of the nicest times to drive around, isn't
mm-hmm.
it, really? Yeah,
yeah, so yeah, that's true.
That's it. And I tell you what, I don't know if you saw it, yes, but in the press, if you are going out of town over Carnival, they're going to be right on you. They're going to be checking everybody's driving license.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything, really.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. and because with the driving license, they can tell if you've got any Malta's, if you've got, mm-hmm. the, yeah. If you make sure, by the way, make sure your driving license is current, that it's up to date. See everybody now running off to check.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because mine expires next mm-hmm. month.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
In March.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to go and go and get my new license. Only because of, because they treat me like an old person. It's every 2 years now, which is, that comes around very quickly as
wow,
well.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And then when you get a bit older, like a friend of mine, Chris, he's in his sort of age, you have to take another driving test.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to do it? Nobody else does. I mean, who's taken a driving test in it? You've only got to go out on the street.
Yeah.
So how was your weekend? What did you get up to?
The weekend, well, Ian had a presentation.
Oh, how did that go?
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
He played like 2 or 3 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
that
cool.
That was a flag football flag for women.
It was a what?
The game.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah,
football,
yeah, yeah.
Flags. Flag football? Football? I don't know how to say it.
Well,
but do you know Panama won the international game
mm-hmm.
for women?
Mm-hmm.
Flags is the name. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So this weekend, it was also an international game here in Panama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were playing there.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep.
Oh, and he's still enjoying his saxophone?
Oh, yes, he is, of
oh,
course.
Oh, excellent.
Learning
yes.
new songs. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
He can come in and play for us one day.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
There we go. There we go. I hope you're listening. Is he listening or is he sleeping?
No, right now he's working. He's doing some volunteering at the school.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. He's a good lad, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. I'm proud. So, and today, what have you got on today? Relaxing or...
Me or him?
Oh, no. Well, both of you. Why not? I know he's doing the thing at school,
mm-hmm.
isn't he? And you?
Well, today I got an invitation, thanks to Buen Momento,
mm-hmm.
to the movies. It's a Valentine's movie. But I'm not going because I'm like, I can watch that in TV.
I hope they're not listening.
No, but she knows. The name of the movie is Maybe I Do, so everybody can go on Thursday.
Okay, is that sort of like a romantic comedy?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
With
yeah.
Richard Gere, Diane Keaton, and more other people.
I tell you what, I haven't watched the new series, but the one I like talking about sort of love story comedies is, have you ever watched Emily in Paris?
No, but I know. It's very good.
It's very good. Uh-huh. It's very funny. She's great. So I haven't watched the most recent series, so... I'm going to go to the doctor's this afternoon, so while I'm waiting, I could probably listen to the whole series.
Oh, okay.
And the rest of the week?
The rest of the week, well, the same, work and do some other events.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to hear. We got a busy week, haven't we? We've got a full week this week.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Day at the Races tomorrow. Kevin's Castle. Well, that'll have them thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Andreas, of course. And I tell you who's in town. George Scribner, one of my favourites. He's coming in to see us on mm-hmm. Wednesday. And then Alex, all being well, on Thursday for some tech. And I'll read that last one. It's in little writing. The Komodo. What's that?
Oh, yes. Komodo Band.
Ah, okay.
Remember they were in Germany.
Ah, that's right. Yes, mm-hmm. indeed. Yeah, yeah, of course.
And I forgot to tell you, on Friday I went to the Micro Brew Fest.
Okay.
That was at City of Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who was there?
Anybody?
Andres was there.
What was he?
With his wife, yeah.
Oh, and a dog?
No, no, no.
Babies?
No, of course.
He's not silly, is he?
So, yeah, they were having a great time.
Oh,
and
good.
All of us, yeah, we really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Excellent. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, we've got three today. Mm-hmm. We've got bonus. Mm-hmm. Born on this day in music. Who we got, yes?
Exactly, and we've got two Peters.
Ah, we do, we do. Which one are you going to start with?
Okay, let's start with the other one. He was born in 1920. You have to help me with that.
Okay. I thought this might come up. Buldo. B-O-U. Boudlo. Boudlo. B-O-U-D-L-E-A-U-X. I think that's French.
Boudlo, yes.
Boudlo. Yeah, there you go. You see?
Bryant.
Exactly. That's the last one's a bit easier. Boudlo Bryant. Right.
Uh-huh. Mm. Songwriter with his wife, Felice. They wrote the Everly Brothers hits. Bye Bye Love.
Mm-hmm.
All I Have to Do Is Dream and Wake Up Little Susie, as well as Raining in My Heart, which was a hit for Buddy Holly.
Oh, that's right, it was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Which one do you think I'm going to play? Guess. I like that. Guess.
Wake Up Little Susie.
Wake Up Little Susie. Wake up. No, all I'm going to do is dream.
Oh.
Charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why. Wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do.
There we go, that's it, a dream, all I have to do is dream, mm-hmm. all the time. And there was the Everly Brothers, great track. Mm-hmm. And the next one on the list, yes.
Uh-huh. The next one was Peter Tork.
Oh,
he was born in 1942, American musician with the Monkees, who were brought together for an American TV series in 1966. They had the 1967 UK and US number one single, I'm a Believer, plus other hits including Last Train to Clarksville, Pleasant Valley Sunday, and Daydream Believer.
Ah, Daydream Believer.
Mm-hmm.
Guess which one I'm going to play?
I Am a Believer.
Yes!
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been
given. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid. Cut out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trait. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
And that's it. Yes, indeed, the Monkees and I'm a Believer. And say, today we have a bonus, don't we? Yes,
mm-hmm.
We do. And what an artist as well.
Another Peter.
Another Peter, yes.
He was born in 1950, Peter Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
English singer, songwriter, mm-hmm. record producer with Genesis, who had the 1974 UK number 21 single, I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe. Gabriel left Genesis in 1975 to launch his solo career and has the 1986 US number 1 and UK number 4 single, Sledgehammer. From the 1986 mm-hmm. UK number 1 and US number 2 album, So.
You
There it goes, yes, and Sledgehammer with Peter Gabriel.
I love them all.
It's a great track, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there we are. Good choices this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm happy with them.
Well, you're lucky they were born on this day then, really, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you have an absolutely wonderful day.
Thank you.
And we'll be back together tomorrow morning, won't we?
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you.
Take care. Tomorrow. All of them. Right, and we were talking about the driving test earlier on. Mary Lou came in and said... other people get their licenses on Cracker Jack. You like that one, yes? People get their licenses on Cracker Jack. Here. You probably find Cracker Jack on Offerta Simply's. Okay, thanks. I love that one. And said most don't even know the driver's transit rules. Well, when they're 80, they'll have to because they test you, apparently. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Two in a row coming up.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. Get the bones from me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. Something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care.
He don't care.
And I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
used to spend my nights out in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But she rescued me from reaching for the bottom.
Tell you something as smooth as Tennessee Whiskey is that song. Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey.
Tennessee Whiskey.
And the song before that, that was Alan Jackson, and It's 5 o'clock Somewhere, which is always a good excuse. Now, I tell you what, I was just chatting to Yasmin while I was playing and said that, you know, there's a particular song which we played, you know, on Fridays in the last hour. We have about 10 plus minutes of salsa music as we recognise and enjoy chatting about the Pedro Mandinga rum and their rum bars. And what I've been trying to look is, you know, salsa, trying to find something new, something, you know, little twists, a new twist on salsa. And of course, I've found that there's quite a few modern tracks which have been made into a salsa song. And a couple of people mentioned it to me. We played it, played this particular song on Friday. And I was chatting with John Carney and an amazing lady who is a beautiful singer. Yesterday we were chatting and I said, yeah, I said, I played a piece of music yesterday, because this was over the weekend, salsa music. I said, but it's, believe it or not, it's Hello. Yeah, the same song that was made by Adele. And she said, what, salsa music? Salsa? Hello? Said, yes, absolutely. And I played it. And they absolutely loved it. And it just happens, by the way, to be by Mandinga.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say they time's supposed to heal ya, but I'm done much healing.
Go to, and I love clever music, and that one just about ticks every box. Yep, the salsa version by Mandinga of Adele's Hello. Oh, and by the way, it's time for me to say, well, goodbye. That's it. That's the end of this morning's program. Hope you've enjoyed it. Again, very happy birthday to Valerie. It was her first hour of the program this morning. Wonderful. Have a great day. And let's say thank you to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her everyday story of country folk. And to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio today with three great tracks from Born on This Day, people born on this day in music. And also for all the work she does on social media and everything else and bookings and, well, you name it, she does it. And my co-producer, Neil Danby, getting us a lot of the background information, which he does for us here on The Breakfast Show. And also to the boys and girls at Grupo Grada. They get us up in the morning and they shut us down in a couple of seconds' time. So a big thank you to them. And as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And I'm with you Monday to Friday from 7 till 10, which means I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. So I hope you're going to have an absolutely great day. What do I say this time of the program? I'll tell you, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, please, please do it carefully. All right, what do I say? Yeah? Yeah, what I'm going to say, don't you? Because what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you tomorrow morning. All right, so from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.